AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump announced Wednesday that tariffs on Chinese goods will go to 55%. In return, Trump said the U.S. will provide China what was agreed to, including allowing Chinese students to attend American colleges and universities. U.S. inflation picked up a bit last month as food costs rose, though overall inflation remained mostly tame. Consumer prices increased 2.4% in May compared with a year ago, according to a Labor Department report released Wednesday. And Trump is headed to a federal appeals court Wednesday, hoping to erase his criminal conviction. It's one way he's trying to get last year's hush money verdict overturned. A three-judge panel is set to hear arguments in his fight to get the New York case moved from state court to federal court, where he could then try to have the verdict thrown out on presidential immunity grounds. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports Elon Musk backs off from his feud with Trump.
Elon Musk on X early Wednesday. I regret some of my posts about President at Real Donald Trump last week. They went too far. The feud began with Musk criticizing Trump's tax and spending bill. At the height of their feud, Musk posting without evidence that the government was concealing information about the president's association with infamous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Trump told NBC's Kristen Welker over the weekend that he has no desire to repair their relationship and warned that Musk could face serious consequences if he tries to help Democrats in upcoming elections. Musk spent millions of dollars getting Trump elected president. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican Jack Chitarelli, who had President Donald Trump's endorsement, and Democratic Representative Mikey Sherrill won their primary elections in New Jersey's race for governor. They've now set the stage for November's election, poised to be fought in part over affordability and the president's policies. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports the Gaza Health Ministry has provided an update on deaths as Israel's battle against Hamas rages on.
The Palestinian death toll from the 20-month Israel-Hamas war has climbed past 55,000, the ministry reports. Health officials don't distinguish between civilians and combatants, but has said that women and children make up more than half of that number. It's a grim milestone in the war that began with Hamas's attack into southern Israel on October 7, 2023, and shows no sign of abating. Israeli forces have destroyed vast areas of Gaza, displaced about 90% of the population, and in recent weeks have transformed more than half of the coastal territory into a military buffer zone that includes the now mostly uninhabited southern city of Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.